Hi, hello, welcome to the Etc. Talks with me, Sindhu. You're listening to this on Spotify, Anchor, and many other platforms. Yes, this episode was supposed to be released during the weekend, but instead it's 3-4 days past the scheduled date. It's not just about my punctuality or because I procrastinated, as the title might suggest you so. Yeah, I had reasons, of course. But when I started overthinking about the fact that I failed in maintaining the schedule of the podcast, I realized that there are quite a few strange things about procrastination. And that's what we are going to look into in this episode. And before I start away, if any of you do not know what procrastination means, it's totally fine. Because not everyone knows everything like from the start. I mean, I didn't know what apologize meant 10 years back when everyone else around me knew already. So procrastination means that you have something to do, you have a commitment, but you keep dawdling, delaying, or finally finish it in the 11th hour. So for example, if you have a presentation to complete, but you would think that, okay, I'll do it after lunch, just one movie, or okay, just one more episode, or no, later, no, tomorrow. Okay, alright, so this is what procrastination is all about. So going back into that weird thing we were talking about, I have developed one such thing during this quarantine. It's that every night before I fall asleep, I have some time to myself. Probably not exactly me time, but it's some time to randomly think about a lot of things. And maybe you can call it dreaming, daydreaming, or no. It's a night only, right? It's just dreaming. So eventually I get motivated to start working out right away. Like I suddenly feel, okay, I should start doing some dance, or I should really do yoga now. And when does this happen? 12 or 2 in the midnight. Seriously. And when it's the next day, I don't remember a thing about it. I don't really care. So I don't really take the effort to do workout the next day. So it's a very clear case of procrastination. So that's how I came up with this topic. Of course, it's not going to be one of your boring assembly speeches, the jam speeches, you know, some or any boring advice. And I'm not going to tell you how wrong it is to procrastinate or how to eradicate procrastination. No, I'm not going to do any of that. Why? Because I feel you've heard enough. So we find procrastination very simple. We really neglect it. But there are lesser known facts that various mental illnesses are very much related to it. It's also considered as a personality trait by many people. Usually, people who procrastinate are simply labeled as lazy, retarded, busy, fussy, and so on. Now, you might have wondered why retarded and busy is being mentioned as one of the labels under procrastination. Yes, and that's because there are four different types of procrastination. Anxiety procrastination, perfectionist's procrastination, fun procrastination, and plenty of time. So these four types, I know it's a bit annoying to say the same word again and again, procrastination, but coming to the anxiety procrastinations, such procrastinators usually panic about starting or completing their work. You know, they struggle with time management. They usually feel very tensed, they're very stressed, and finally it leaves no time for them to rest or relax. So there's a lot of other psychological things involved in it, and it's quite a fair reason too. And perfectionists procrastination, they really expect the ideal output. So until they get the ideal output, they keep delaying, they keep waiting for the perfect result, or they keep working on it, or maybe usually it happens with the researchers who are they're waiting for some output and they say, okay, fine, maybe I should let it more some time, or they're just so perfect that they need to take time, so they feel it's fair enough to take time and work on it. And the next category, I feel the next two categories are where we usually, most of us usually fall into it. That's the category we come under usually, because it's fun procrastination. That's where it especially happens with group studies. So when in group studies, if you're with your friends and then you say, okay, fine, let's do something fun for now, and then later we'll get into the studies part. So you start doing something very fun and exciting, and you're so immersed, you're just enjoying, and suddenly some friend reminds you that you have a project to complete. Dude, when are we going to finish the project? We hardly had time. And then you might say, hey, come on, yeah, we're just enjoying right now. Why do you want to waste the time? I mean, we're having so much fun right now. Why do you spoil it? Don't be a party pooper. We say all that, right? So when there's something fun and exciting in front of you, why would you go and start with the boring project? And plenty of time. This case is very, 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 very famous, because when the deadline is a few weeks or a few months away, you think, okay, let me take some, let's just relax and take time. There's a lot of time left, so why stress now? So you keep thinking that there's plenty of time left, until you realize that you're in the 11th hour and you have no real time left. So yes, these four different types of procrastinations. Yes. Okay, so for those people who have been waiting for Sai Renuka to come, you might have wondered, why is she talking so continuously? So for those people, here we have Sai Renuka on the show. She's a wonderful friend of mine, almost a guardian angel to me. So, hi Sai Renuka.
Hi Sindhu, thank you so much for having me here. I'm truly honored. I love the first episode. I love this whole initiative. Thank you so much for having me here. I hope all of you are doing amazing.
Thank you, Sai. Thank you for coming here on such a short note. Thanks for gracing my show. So, what's your take on procrastination?
Procrastination is a good old friend of mine. We've known each other for about 4 years now, and I have to admit, he is quite addicting, quite traveling fellow, isn't he? I start off with small actions, of course. There's a few math problems, there's this one topic study. That's how it always starts, doesn't it? The small thing. Excitement gets potent. The habit slowly crawling its way into our minds until it becomes too late, until the task is too big, until the deadline is too near. It doesn't seem all that serious in the beginning, you know? It's like, you know,
like the butterfly effect.
Exactly. But like, it's just short-term procrastination, that is. But then the problem truly starts is when all these minor little acts of putting away eventually begin to show their cumulative effect. I'm talking over a period of many years. It is only then we realize that these have indeed resulted in crazy results, honestly, putting away things much more serious than you could have possibly imagined, like your career or your finals or getting into your dream college even. The worst part is the realization doesn't eat you right away. It's a slow burn, unveiling itself with no haste whatsoever. And that is why making the effort to do that significant, insignificant little task you've been putting away right now means so much more than you could ever imagine. Something similar to the butterfly effect, like you very well said. I've been struggling with chronic procrastination for 4 years, and I'm still in the process of fighting it. And I promise you, your efforts will be worth it in the end. There is nothing more satisfying than completing a task for a procrastinator. And that is my take on procrastination.
So what has been your worst nightmare, like one of those worst cases that happened to you because of procrastination?
Well, because I'm a student, obviously, schooling is the biggest thing in front of me right now. And I have to admit, when I started procrastinating in 9th grade, it wasn't all that serious. But then it came to 10th grade, right? And my grades started to drop. And the whole group changing thing for 11th grade, like, especially our Indian society, we have so much pressure on top of us. And math is something I truly love. I'm truly, like, I'm not, like...
You're such a geek at times, Sai.
I don't particularly suck at math, but I truly love math. In fact, physics is my favorite science. And despite all these things, despite me potentially having a career in physics, I had to choose a group without math. Why? Because I was joining into this coaching institution which would take up such a huge chunk of my time. And I self-doubted that I would procrastinate and I would not be able to complete the task. I did not drop math because I didn't need it or I didn't like it, which was a horrible decision. But here I am, and honestly, I don't know where I'm going.
That's fine. And yes, very, very much thanks for sharing your experience. And yes, we had a ground rule for this episode that we are not going to give any advice throughout. But since Sai is really great, she's been a very good counselor and all that. And I guess she could give us some life hacks about procrastination so that, you know, maybe it could help us at the end of the day. At least some views listening to this episode, right? So what hacks would you suggest?
Let me tell you this, there's no shortcut, there's no trick, there's no middle.
Really?
There's nothing. The only way is hard work. Hard work and smart work combined. There is no shortcut. You have to work. So all the procrastinators out there, go do your work. After this podcast, of course, but still, go do your work. Right now, today, push it, work your ass. There is no shortcut.
So she can clearly tell you that there's no shortcut. Sounds like she's a bad cop now. Okay, so any other advice or something during this lockdown? Because we are doing this during the quarantine. So, do you want to share anything else?
Well, the quarantine has taken its toll on all of us. You know, like people who don't necessarily have the best relationships with their family are exposed to their family members more. People who suffer to work without deadlines are truly procrastinating the most, because honestly you don't feel the effect of deadlines when you're sitting at home and there's nothing here to push you. Especially my school, at least, isn't conducting any exams and I don't have the pressure to study, which is why I'm truly not studying. And if I had to give you any advice, I would honestly tell you to just push through. You're not alone. We're all in this together, and it's just a few more months, we can hold it together. Talk with someone if you're feeling bad. You might think you don't have anyone and no one understands you, but I'm sure there are people out there who love you and trust you and will like to listen to you.
That was so sweet of you, Sai. And yes, and I just remembered to ask you something. So we have online classes now. Don't you feel it's getting a bit stressful or maybe kind of not very effectful on us, like learning through our mobile phones haven't been very effective, right? Or do you feel that they are going good? I mean, you're fine with it?
You know, like for people like me who need deadlines to work, who don't push themselves to work.
Exactly, it feels like you're at home and you're also at school. It's such a confusing phase where you are.
Exactly. And because it's online, it's so easy for students to just skip class, you know? And honestly,
exactly, I guess half of them just doze off, right? So.
Exactly. You can log on and you can go off doing your own shit. Or you can just simply not attend at all. It's just so easy to skip class. It's so easy to not feel the pressure of deadlines. There are students out there who need deadlines to work. There are students out there who need to be forced to do these things. Honestly, it's just sad, but that's what society requires of us. But those students truly struggle, and I have to say, it's not the best thing at all, at least for me. I don't feel any stress or any pressure because I'm just sitting here like a baby and doing absolutely nothing. The pressure is yet to hit me, the consequences are yet to hit me, but they will. I know they're coming. But yeah, what else can I say?
Yes, very much relatable, I guess. And yes, Sai, so we're reaching the end of this show, and it was our ultimate pleasure having you here. And I know this is totally like, you know, this part was the conversation and all, it was totally unscripted. And I'm so grateful that you came on the show, and you know, you're such an amazing person to have on my show. And is there any other view, if there are any suggestions about my podcast, any other views you want to share?
Well, you have just started out with this initiative, and I honestly don't have much to say other than that it's absolutely beautiful. When I heard your podcast, the episode of The Little Things, I honestly was smiling to myself the entire time. What else can I say?
That's ultimately sweet of you, Sai. Thank you so much for being here. I know this
you.
Is...
Thank you for having me.
And I know this episode was... you know, I think the beginning is quite messy, but I'm sure I can promise the viewers that there are a lot more coming. So thank you, Sai. I'll just give my audience a bit of closure. So... ultimate pleasure having you. Thank you, Sai. Thank you. And I'm sure I'll have you on another episode too.
Of course.
This was such a short visit. So thanks a lot, Sai. Thank you.
Bye.
People, I know this had... I've skipped 1 week, 1 week's episode. So I want to tell you the clear clarity of the schedule. So you'll be having an episode every weekend. So I'll try to keep myself more punctual, and the episodes I hope it'll get really better, and there are many more guests coming up on my show. So thanks a lot for your support. Keep listening, stay tuned. You were listening to the Etc. Talks with me, Sindhu. You're listening to this on Spotify, Anchor, and many other platforms. Thank you.